Welcome to the Dating Kinky Podcast, a cast about love, sex, romance, and kink. In January of 2021, I was on a bit of a mission to brighten people's days. We were stuck in pandemia. We were tired. We were sick. We were depressed. And I felt like the world could use a bit more positivity. I feel that way today as well. It can always use a bit more positivity and perspective, because empty positivity for the sake of being positive really isn't my thing, and it's not believable anyway. You are worthy. You are. Some people will tell you that you're not and that you need to change to be worthy. I disagree with this. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of friendship. You are worthy of compassion. However, you may not be communicating that to the people you want love, friendship, and compassion from, or maybe to anyone. And that's an important distinction. Because it's not necessarily about fixing you. It's about fixing your processes, your choices. Who are you choosing to ask for love, friendship, or compassion from? Maybe you're not choosing the right people for you. Your approach. How you approach each person often sets the tone for your relationship. As they say, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Your communication. And this is a biggie because it's not only how you communicate, but what you communicate, which is often dependent on your habitual thinking patterns. Some people might say this is changing you. I disagree. Changing my mind is not changing who I am. It's reacting to information I'm given and hopefully creating a new and better understanding of reality. What we think is not some sort of unassailable sacred concept. In fact, I wrote Don't Believe Everything You Think in August of 2018 specifically to combat that. I'll include the link in the show notes. Becoming someone who receives love and friendship and acceptance, even when you've not been that person before, is possible. I know this because I made a choice to make that change in my mid-30s. And I examined those four aspects of me and I changed them bit by bit over time as I received positive feedback and saw positive results. It took me 3+ years before I really felt like I'd made progress. About 5 before I felt like I was as good as the average person at it. And after 13 years, I'm thrilled I took the time while still looking forward to continuing to improve my behaviors in my life. And I'm not any more worthy now than I was then. Another writing on a similar topic from a slightly different perspective is, "No one will love me for who I am." I'll include that link in the show notes as well. Inspired by Do on FetLife. And here are some of the responses and conversations from that original writing. Rumi Please said, "It's an inner work thing. Even in everyday life, how others see you is an opinion. It's a fact to them, but it's not to you unless you want it to be. I wish I knew that sooner. Thank you always for your writings." Seagull added, "Yeah, this. You are not your thoughts. You are not your actions. You are an inexplicable combination of those two things interacting with each other and the outside input you received. Somehow, I think that realizing that you are worthy is what makes it possible to detach your identity from your thought patterns and/or actions. Growing is a form of changing. changes to one or the other is not necessarily losing anything. Note, the part about somehow I think that realizing that you are worthy is what makes it possible to detach your identity from your thought patterns and or actions is brilliantly stated, in my view. Nude Chris quoted me and commented, "You are worthy of love. You are worthy of friendship. You are worthy of compassion." Okay, I will address these one by one. Love? Who? He broke it off on December 1st. Then she dies on January 15th. So perhaps you will tell me where all these people or daughters are that you say love me. Friendship? Were you talking to me? Again, who? Where are all these friends at? Also, where are all these kinksters at on this site? Over 5 years here and still have no play partners, relationships, or anything else on this site. Compassion? Very debatable. It will be interesting hearing your response. I responded, "I didn't say someone or anyone loved you. I said you are worthy of love. Those two things are not the same, and the writing answers why that could be. Same answer for friendship. Compassion, you can debate it all you want. I know what I know. That said, your behavior here shows an incredibly defensive personality type. If this is usual for you, it will make it hard for people to really connect with you." Nude Chris replied, "This must be because I trust too much, giving the benefit of the doubt, and get fucked all the time. So I must research how to change this." And so I offered, "The issue you have, if I may say so, is not trusting too much. It's soft or non-existent boundaries. With good boundaries, you can trust everyone because you are still well protected. Without them, you can distrust everyone and still get walked on." Thank you for joining me today. If you love this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me on our new apps available in the Google Play and Apple App Stores, Dating Kinky. It's built by kinksters for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla, and it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes, and on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. We're on Instagram as Dating Kinky Official, all one word. Also, find me on the new Moan app in beta for iPhone. I'm Miss Nookie there, themonapp.com. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.